Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day, final hour, lots to get to, day before the NFL draft. Got you covered all day tomorrow as well for the first round, got you covered for the second and third round on Friday, Saturday as well. All of your NFL draft coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs and some NFL draft as well in about 20 minutes. Back into the big story of the day, Braves win last night in just a couple minutes. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open. Text us or tweet us as well. And as always, the final hour of the show. Brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com.
I have to send happy birthday to my beautiful, wonderful baby girl, Kai. Kai Marie is 17 today. Wow. So if you're out there listening, my sweet girl, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday indeed. 17.
Yeah, man.
That's got to be wild.
Yeah, man.
Does it feel like they age at different rates?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like the boys, like, was faster,
they,
slower.
They go.
Girls a little slower.
Slow.
Fast.
Yeah, the girls, boy, they just, they fly. Mm-hmm. But like her, she just, like, I just, because every time I see her, I'm just like, because she, her biggest thing when she was little, she always want to lay on daddy's chest. Mm-hmm. Always want to lay on daddy's chest all the time. And I was like, oh, just remember those days. Just hold you right there. You know, just her, that thumb in that blanket. That was her walking around the house. And now she's a damn grown up, about to go to college.
Woo! Lucky Lily will never be 17, so I don't have to worry about that. She'll just be, she came and got in bed with me this morning and wanted to watch cartoons and did that.
Right.
So, and obviously that'll be forever. So,
yes.
I don't have to think about that. Mm. God, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, dog.
College? What do you mean college?
Yeah, man. I mean, they eventually go there. And I ain't got to worry.
Right, if you do a good job.
You know, kids have college funds and everything. I mean, I ain't know, because she getting the full one.
Right.
She getting the full ride. So I'm like, you want to, you know,
can I have the other part back?
Have the other part back.
Yeah, that's true. What do you do with the college fund that isn't needed?
I guess you
give it to him.
No, hell,
what do you do? I don't know.
You put it in some stuff, man.
Oh, you like invested in other stuff?
Yeah, dog. You know, I ain't giving it. Like, because I know, I've known parents, especially when I was in school.
I'm unfamiliar with the
kids
college fund.
The kids who, like,
having
when they had college funds,
one.
They gave them the college money, they went and got a new car and all those.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't seem like a good idea. Giving an 18-year-old the college fund is a bad idea.
Hell no.
I would have spent all of
hell
that.
No, but happy
sure.
birthday, my sweet girl. I love you so much.
All right. Let's talk about how you can make sure that you don't make a mistake in the first round. If you want to draft this position, you can be guaranteed, or at least almost guaranteed, at a 92% rate to be successful. And that's a center.
Yes.
You draft a center in the first round. Yes. This is courtesy of some ESPN stats. They did some research. Over the last 20 years, 12 centers have been drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. 11 of them got second contracts.
Yes.
Conversely, 77 wide receivers mm-hmm. have been drafted in the first round of the NFL draft, and only 21 of them have gotten second contracts. So mm-hmm. 27% of first-round wide receivers hit. It's funny. We talk about quarterbacks being the biggest hit and miss. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. It's right there in the middle. Yeah. You know, it's just as much of a crapshoot as quarterbacks. Edge rushers.
Yep.
Like, literally the same percentage. So, Because we talk about it as if, like, well, you know, they got the quarterback. So now that's, you're just as likely to miss on an edge rusher as you are on a quarterback.
Andy, the thing about it is this, and you look at certain positions, and it was something kind of similar to what you asked Greg. They just can't play at that level. They can't adjust to the level that they're at. Sometimes when you're in high school, you're the biggest, fastest dude there. Bam. College might be the same thing. But then you get to the NFL, it's more complex than that. And a lot of these dudes don't know how to read coverages, can't get off press man mm-hmm. unless they're running a fade route or something like that, mm-hmm. can't like side adjust, all those different things. Believe me, I know because I watched it. And you're sitting there and you're like, damn, how did you play in college? You know, you really sit back and think about it sometimes, like, how did this dude play in college, but you can't get in the NFL, and you can't, and obviously you play when it's a higher level and sure. all those different things. But yeah, I don't doubt about that.
It also feels like the position that's most dependent on also having
it
good
is.
Stuff around
it
you.
It is.
Like, you have to have a quarterback who knows how to throw.
Yes.
You know?
You do. To be as big a damn divas as they are,
right.
they are
so dependent on,
so dependent on somebody throwing the football.
Versus center feels to me.
It's just about every play.
That, but also, like, if you're good, even if you're on a crap team and the quarterback sucks, you're still good.
Yeah.
Or if you're not good and the quarterback, whatever, like, it's going to be, like, the most obvious that it's independently you. You know what I mean? Like, you're responsible for your ability to be, and I'm sure there are centers that benefit from being on better offensive lines. There are centers that don't from being on less good offensive lines and all that kind of stuff. But it does feel like the one position in football, especially on offense, that's like you're either good or you're not.
Yep.
And it doesn't really matter who else is around
yep.
you that much. Offensive tackle hits at a high rate. Offensive guard hits at a high rate.
Yes.
Like these are the positions that if you draft them in the first round, you're at least 50% likely. And now, again, signing them to a second contract is also – That's the bar that they had to make for this.
Right.
But that's also not that high of a bar, especially with quarterback. Because mm-hmm. teams will sign quarterbacks to second contracts just to prove themselves not wrong.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, you'll make that decision just to try not to be wrong about it. Quarterbacks are less than 50%, 46%.
Mm-hmm.
56
yep.
quarterbacks taken in the first round in the last 20 years. 26 of them have hit, quote-unquote, meaning they got second contracts. There's guys that got second contracts that you don't view as, like, home run hits.
Yeah.
And then there's 30 guys that didn't. If you draft a quarterback in the first round and do not give him a second contract, you are looking for a new job as a general manager.
No doubt. And I think that is – it depends. It does depend. Like, there are certain GMs
right. – Or there's some right now that
yes,
have done that.
That have done that.
Getting right. a chance again.
Yes, they're getting a chance again.
If you get a chance again and get it wrong again, then
yeah,
you're definitely
then,
looking
then
for
you're definitely
another
looking
job.
For that, you're definitely looking for that part. But, I mean, everything that when you look at that goes into the drafting of a quarterback, obviously you got to have help for the quarterback.
Yeah.
Most important.
Yeah.
But you got to put them in a position, a culture, a place where they can go and learn. That's why when we talked about, you know, Caleb Williams and all those different things. Like, this is like the third time Chicago's done this with a lame coach. I still think Eberflus is a lame duck coach.
It's also the third time Chicago's done this in 10 years.
Yes.
Like, as far as drafting,
you know,
a quarterback, well, Fields was just outside, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, needing a
exactly.
quarterback in the early
and
first
then
round.
You go in there and get them, and then you don't put them in two damn systems in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Yeah,
I
those
mean,
are the variables
those,
that Greg Cosell's
those,
talking
those,
about.
Exactly. Those are the things that stunt the growth of them, especially when you want them to play so damn early nowadays. And my thing is, why play them so early when you have that fifth-year option?
Let them sit.
Let them sit unless you ultimately have to have them play. Like, Caleb got to play. Washington's quarterback probably got to play.
Mm-hmm. New England's doesn't.
New England doesn't.
Yeah.
They don't got to play. But still, I think New England has so many needs. They have so many needs that there's no reason for them to draft a quarterback there anyway. That's just my thought process, man. I don't think Minnesota needs a quarterback. They have Sam Darnold to hold it over until whenever. Like, I don't think Sam Darnold's the full season starter in Minnesota, but hell, you never know.
Oh, you mean like draft a guy and let him sit behind Sam Darnold for like a month or something like that?
Mm. Something like that. I mean, Vegas. What the hell, they got O'Connell and
Aiden O'Connell.
They got another depressing dude too.
Jared Stidham?
Oh, they got Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew is one game.
Yeah, Gardner Minshew, so you can get a guy out there that can just sit and wait and everything like that. I mean, It's so tricky because of the fact is that they come from these different offenses. You can say what you want, but calling a damn NFL play is hard, all right, for a guy that doesn't call them, you know. And that's something that, you know, when they go through all these specialty trainings and all that other crap, they do that. They sit there and somehow, some way, these trainers get, like, pages out of NFL playbooks, and they go over plays with these kids and all these different things. But, I mean, you put them in a bad situation, and just like Cosell was saying, they're six quarterbacks. Maybe only two of them is going to be good.
the bottom four positions in terms of hit rate
all right.
are the last three Falcons drafts. Running back, tight end, and wide receiver are the hardest ones to sign to a second contract. Now, look, running backs are different because right. oftentimes they don't even get second contracts right now. But, yeah, so hopefully they were right on all those as well. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow! Still have Ozuna over at first base. This ball is hit deep to left. Kiss that baby goodbye. Duvall with a two-run blast, 5-0 Atlanta.
Yeah, nice to see that one from Adam Duvall last night, his second home run of the season, 2-for-4. Obviously not as big of a deal or as noticeable as the start that that Matt Olson and some others have gotten off to, but Adam Duvall hadn't been great either. Hadn't played a ton, but hadn't been great early in the season, so good to see him get that hit last night. Darno stays hot. No home runs, which is like,
damn it.
Come on, what are we doing?
What's going on, Doc?
He did have a ground rule double, so it did end up over the fence, but no home runs last night from Travis Darno, but he did go 2-for-3 and have another couple RBIs. And Marcell Ozuna stays hot as well. The story of the night, though, is Max Fried.
Complete Maximus, game, baby!
Less than 100 pitches. The game took an hour and 53 minutes. Nice to see Max Fried looking like Max Fried last night.
I think, you know, yes, we know it was the Marlins. I always want to make sure of that. You know, my favorite meme gif on Twitter is Denzel slamming the door. I started to do that a lot last night with a lot of kick rocks. But you know what? Yes, we know that. But if he would have stunk, then we would have, you know, like, damn, Max, it is the Marlins. So, I mean, he's still a professional, going against a professional baseball team, and to go under 100 pitches, a complete game, and then to have an under 2-hour game. Unbelievable. He was dealing. That glove wasn't flapping. And it was Grant was talking about he was using the slider a little bit more instead of the sweeper.
That was actually me.
That was you that said that.
That was me that brought up the baseball thought.
And so I thought that, you know, he was great. He was great, Andy. All right, and now you got to build off of that. Lopez on the mound today. Been the best pitcher so far for the Braves. Hopefully he can keep that rolling because they are playing the Marlins.
Yeah.
They are playing the Marlins.
Yeah, and again,
meet Matt Olson. Now,
I'm not going to detract from a performance because
ever.
Of that, but I am going to expect a good performance because of that.
There it is right there.
And so Max Fried went out because we said it yesterday. Like, hey, if Max feels like he needs to have one of the – and apparently Travis Darno had walked by him in the clubhouse a few days earlier and said, hey, complete game next time out.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was serious or whatever, but Max Fried said he hurt him and kind of had it in the back of his mind. If it's that easy, just do it every time, by the way.
Yeah.
Just walk by all the guys and tell them complete game.
Go over to Matt Olson. Matt Olson, the people in the Chop House need some souvenirs.
Yeah, 2-for-3.
Yep.
Couple homers.
Yeah, the people in the Chop House, Matt Olson, need some souvenirs.
We only hear about it, because remember, Ozuna gave Harris that great pep talk last
year.
We only hear about the pep talks that work.
And it's,
there has to be pep talks happening.
I've been in locker rooms.
Center field in the league.
There are pep talks all the damn time.
Pep talks every day.
Yes. Yeah. But hey, to each his own. Is he the best center fielder? And Michael went off after that.
He did. He was the best center fielder after that. Which, by the way, we were talking about this with Grant a little bit. I was surprised to see the way that they've been using Michael Harris with Ozzie out. Maybe it does have something to do with the fact that Ozzie's going to be back sooner, so you don't want to get him too comfortable in
Makes
the two-hole.
Makes sense.
But credit to Michael Harris for continuing to just hit the baseball no matter where they put him. Dude's batting .315, and he's batted in every spot in the lineup pretty much so far this season. He batted 8th last night and went 2-for-4.
Yes.
That's pretty crazy. Yes. I always think back to a conversation we had with Brian Jordan years ago about how hard it is to move your spot in the lineup. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I want to know I'm batting 4th or 2nd or whatever. Like, it's nice to kind of get into a routine and know where you're going to be. Michael Harris is like, yeah, routine's fine.
Mike from Atlanta, man.
Here's my routine.
Of course, I'm from Atlanta. Of course I don't care where I bat in the lineup.
That is a very Atlanta thing.
Yes.
Like, famously, dudes from Atlanta can bat anywhere in the lineup. Everybody knows that. What, maybe they should move Matt Olson around then.
I'm from,
because he's from
I'm
here.
I'm from Lilburn. I only can bat in 3-hole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Guys from Lilburn have to bat cleanup. Got it. I understand. Okay. We'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs. Games last night were solid. Hard to live up to the doubleheader that was the night before, but games last night were solid. Some fun ones tonight as well. And we'll spend a bit of time, believe it or not, you're not going to believe it, a little bit of time on the NFL draft as well. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day. Final hour of the show, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, ask me anything. That's what AMA stands for. Phone lines will be open. Text us or tweet us as well. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into a couple of the NBA playoffs results from last night. Some really good performances once again. And then two more games tonight as well. Pelicans Thunder feels like it's got a chance to be a pretty good series. Game one was.
Yeah.
Heat Celtics is
like
just fast forward.
Like it's going to be a damn massacre.
Just fast forward to the next round. And I hate to say that about the Heat because the Heat always put up a fight. But with no Jimmy Butler, and the Celtics have that that bad memory of last year against the Heat. Like they're trying to, that series has no chance. So fast forward that one to the second round. Heat can move on to the offseason and try to figure out what they're going to do. Maybe Jimmy Butler isn't even there anymore, possibly. But as for the rest of them, it's been pretty good action. We'll get there in a minute.
Hey, if you're – I ask you the question. If you are the Buffalo Bills, mm-hmm. who need a wide receiver really bad. Tell me what would you do? Would you do – and I wrote this down. Would you do the Buffalo – well, I mean, would you do what the Falcons did to go get Julio? Would you trade that first, which is 28, for Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins? Mm-hmm. Which one would you do?
So we're talking like – you're not talking like try to get up and get Odunze. You're talking about try to get up and get Marvin Harrison Jr., right?
One of those three, yeah.
Yeah, but not one of the three. Like it's because I think you and I are on the same page as far as Marvin being head and shoulders above him.
Yes,
I'm no offense to the other two guys, but I'm not doing that for them.
Okay,
like if I'm Buffalo and I'm doing that – I'm, it's Julio. Like
now,
I'm going to get
Julio.
I'm going to get
Julio.
I know he was, which is crazy.
Yeah, AJ was first.
And AJ was really good,
AJ
too.
AJ was great, yes.
But, anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't think I can do all that. Like, if I think Josh Allen's so good.
Which my thing is, they're giving him
very good.
They're giving him, like, top three money.
If I think he's so good, then I don't know that I need to do all that.
Okay.
Then Ayuk's really good, too. And he's been really good in that system. T. Higgins is really good. Mm-hmm. I guess of those three options, I would probably say Ayuk.
Ayuk, and then you got to give him a contract.
Is tough.
Yeah, you got to give him a contract.
You don't have any money because you're giving it all to Josh Allen.
Right.
They're in an interesting spot, man. I mean, they lost Diggs, of course. They traded him. But they also lost their number two receiver this offseason, too, in free agency.
I was thinking maybe Adani, maybe A.D. Mitchell's there. Maybe A.D. will be there.
Yeah, no, they'll be a good wide receiver there at 28.
Yeah.
But it's like you're trying to replace a guy who was one of the best receivers in football for the last 5 years.
Right.
And look, their relationship clearly was splintered between Diggs and Allen and all that. And I guess it was so bad that they had to move on.
Because you didn't get the ball. You got the most targets, and it wasn't close.
Yeah. And the team's good. And you got a chance to win for a long time, and they gave you that contract.
He's a damn baller. He just got I don't know, man. Whatever. You got that rested model face.
Yeah, but he's also the example of why you do that. Like, him personally is the example of why you move on when it's time to move on and don't – because Minnesota did. from him.
Yeah.
And then they replaced him with a draft pick who was really good.
Yeah.
Two draft picks, actually. Who were really good. And their wide receiver room is better than it was when they had him. You know what I mean?
So I know exactly what you mean.
Buffalo can, in this offseason still, if they can swing it, whether it's with a draft pick or with a trade or something like that, can make their wide receiver room really good. But again, like that's what everybody tells you about these top-tier quarterbacks is
if
you have one of those guys, it doesn't matter who they're throwing
it to. Exactly. I agree with you.
It does matter who they're throwing it to.
But no, what I'm saying is like
if you have certain guys, it does matter.
He's a level quarterback that you don't have to have an A1 superstar receiver.
Supposed to be.
I should say that.
He's supposed to be. And they haven't won yet.
So. He's supposed to be that quarterback.
And they had the opportunity to do it when he was still on his rookie contract, and now he's not on his rookie contract, and we know how difficult it gets when you're paying that much money. Not to say that it can't be done, because of course it can be, but I don't think anyone would argue that it's not harder when you're paying a huge percentage of your salary cap to one guy, because you can't keep all those other guys around anymore. So I don't know. I mean, I kind of doubt that they would do the – because they'd have to give up so much to get from 28 to what, 4?
Yeah.
Because that's where you'd have to get to probably to get Marvin Harrison.
Yes. And that's what I said. You're going to do the Julio package.
Right. I mean, that was – and if it better be Julio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it can't even be a good receiver.
Like
it has to be a guy who's going to the Hall of Fame if you're giving all that stuff up for him.
You don't think Neighbors?
There's even people that probably are listening right now be like, yeah, Falcons shouldn't have done that. Like, they got it wrong. They gave up too much.
Right.
They mortgaged the future for too long to go up there and get Julio. And I would say, no, they didn't. they got the best receiver in football for the next, what? How long was Julio the best receiver in football? Or one of the best three receivers in football? Five years?
More than that.
8 years?
Yeah.
And then he kind of started getting hurt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and made the catch that should have won him the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it all, you know, it pretty much all worked out until it didn't. But, yeah, no, they're in a tough spot, man. I'm not saying their window's closed because it's not. As long as you have a guy like Josh Allen, your window's open.
Right.
But it ain't as open as it was.
No, it's not.
Used to be like double windows.
And now, I mean, but that's what we talk about the quarterback position. He's one of, I think Josh Allen is a top tier.
He is.
Superstar quarterback.
He is, yeah.
That's what I think. That's how I think of Josh Allen.
I do too. I think he also happens to play in the AFC right now.
Yes.
So
with
bad timing.
with the ultimate alpha dog.
Yeah.
The ultimate alpha dog. That goes back to like when you talk about the draft and you talk about when you look at that division, you got it. Like, if you're the Raiders, if you're the Broncos already know, but you're the Raiders, you got to go in. I know they beat them last year, you know, with, I don't know who the hell was the quarterback last year when they beat them, but that's what I'm saying. You got to go two times. And we're talking about Jim Harbaugh coming into that division. Two times a year, you got to play against that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
It's the. It's the East in the 90s, man. I mean, it's okay. Good luck. Better maybe Patrick Mahomes will retire and go play baseball for a couple years.
Yeah,
because that's how the Rockets got a couple championships.
Hey, man. Now, and Andy just got re-upped.
And he's got a baseball history.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's your chance. I mean, that's what we're talking about in terms of how good Patrick Mahomes is. I don't know that that's exactly what we're talking about right now in the NBA. It's not the same. It's not a dynasty, but I don't know. They might be on their way to that. Like, I don't know who's beating the Nuggets. The Lakers are very good and have an incredible amount of talent and are just, you know, they're just LeBron smart. Like, you have LeBron running the show. You're just going to be a smart team that tends to make good decisions in important moments. And LeBron did what he always does in big games the other night, where he came up big. And like 95% of LeBron's career, what he did in the fourth quarter the other night wins them that game. And then they step on you and they find a way to win the series, but not this time, because they're going up against a team that's better, and a player right now who's better, and that's got to be a weird feeling to have been in the NBA so long to now be transitioning into like, damn, all right, this guy's kind of doing what I used to do. He's just controlling every single second of this series when he needs it, and he gets it. And I know AD had a first half, but Jokic absolutely filleted that man.
He did.
In the fourth quarter of that game in a way that almost should have been NC-17 or something like that. Like, it was like Olajuwon, David Robinson on the post with those two guys in the fourth quarter. And like, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to beat them. I think the Lakers are really well suited to do it, and they can't do it. They beat them 10 times in a row. As for last night, the Timberwolves are fun, and it's more than just Anthony Edwards. He didn't have his best game last night. He was good in the second half, but they've got pieces, man, and they can defend. And that's the thing about them. They've been an excellent defensive team all season long. I know no one pays attention to that in the regular season, but they can play defense, and the Suns are finding out about it.
They are. Like, the thing with the Wolves is, like, they want to try to keep you in a half-court game, meaning half-court offense, because they got the rim protection and everything. They don't want to run up and down with people like that. But I think that, you know, first of all, Phoenix, I don't think Phoenix is physically tough enough to beat them. I just don't think they are.
No.
But when you look at Denver, like the biggest thing with Denver to me were the adjustments they made. When they went put, because like Joker can't guard AD, and you saw it,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then you look at it back when everybody was talking about the one strategy to beat him was let Joker beat you. Let him score. Don't let him get everybody else involved. Let him score. And that's what was helping at first. But then you let that guy get hot. And we've seen in three playoff years or whatever, we've seen what Jamal Murray does when this dude gets hot.
Is there any other – I can't think of an example. I mean, it's like –
when he gets like that.
It's like Joe Flacco. Remember? Yeah. Like, Flacco's good, but then he gets to the playoffs and he was like the best quarterback in the universe.
Dude, I'm just saying, when Jamal, like, it's just something about this.
I don't know who the other examples are, but like Jamal Murray in the playoffs is like legit one of the best 10 players in the NBA. But he's never been an all-star. He's never been an all-star
before. I don't think he's an all-star player.
Like, he's obviously never been an all-NBA player, but he's never even been an all-star.
Right.
Like, there's some random dudes that have been all-stars off one good year, one half a good year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Jamal Murray, meanwhile, comes out and just absolutely torches great teams every single playoff run. In a way, like, I don't know. He puts on that cape in the playoffs that I don't think we've seen someone really do ever before. He's good in the regular season, but this guy gets the playoffs. He turns into one of the greatest players in the league. The Bucks lose last night. I think that's going to be a tough series. Look, if Giannis doesn't come back, I still think the Pacers have a great chance to win that series.
And there's still no timetable for him.
No, there isn't. No. Like, I mean, Dame, again, speaking of playoff capes, he did what he can do in the first half of the first game. But he was fine last night, but they I don't know, man. The Pacers are really good, and they got Siakam now in the fold, and he played good last night.
Really
good. Obviously, Halliburton's a really good player.
He played really good last night.
And then Luka came up big when the Mavericks needed it last night. That game was terrible.
They
like,
got
just a raggedy basketball
this
game
the best,
last
this
night.
This is the best team that Luka's had around him.
I agree with that.
All right. And
speaking
got,
of good at defense, too,
and they
by
got
the way.
Defense.
Yeah, nobody. Hey, again, because Luka plays, and he's not
him
great.
Him and Kyrie at the guards. You got to have the defense like they have behind them.
You know, since the trade deadline, since they went out and got Gafford and some of those other guys, they're the number one defense in the NBA.
Yes.
With Luka
and
Kyrie who don't really guard anybody.
Yes. Like, yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, they got
well done by
that front third line of defense and all that other crap like that. But, I mean, the Clippers, I'm anxious to see how quiet another game, how he plays. But, yeah, the Philadelphia, how's it going? I know we're going to talk about more of it tomorrow. We got more NFL draft because tomorrow is the actual draft. But, I mean, yeah, the playoffs, I mean, I don't think, I said this earlier this week, this Denver team is great. Good, really good. I don't think there's a good last year's team.
Why not?
I don't know.
I
don't know. Like,
they're the same.
They're not because they lost a lot of bench player. You know, I just don't know. I just don't think they're as good as they were last year. I think they're still really great. I just don't know if they're as good as they were last year. I don't know why. I thought about that when I saw it. I was like, they're great.
Well, if they're not.
But last year, last year, they seemed like a damn buzzsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're not,
yeah.
The Celtics are better than they were last year.
But like I'm saying, like.
So then the Celtics could beat them.
Did the Nuggets play around last year's playoff?
Not really. I mean, occasionally when they'd get up 3-0.
Yeah, you know I mean, but.
Well, they're not playing around this year.
No.
The Lakers mean business.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I just don't think they're as good as they are last year. I don't know.
I disagree. I think they're just as good.
Huh?
I think they're the same.
Is it Aaron Gordon?
Okay. Aaron Gordon's been on both teams. He's good.
No, we know that.
What are we talking about then?
Go ahead, Abe.
I think there was something that got into Aaron Gordon last year that hasn't hit him yet.
Yeah, like
something about personality, momentum, got him going.
Last year.
He became the central figure on both sides of the ball for
whatever
reason.
Well, he made the most important play of the game the other night.
He made a great play.
But he kept it in bounds and found Porter. And
I just don't know. I don't know. I think last year's team is better.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll watch the playoffs and find out. I think they're very good. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We'll answer whatever you got coming up next to wrap things up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Full phone lines. We love it. We'll start with Tim in Atlanta. Hey, Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hello.
Timbo.
Timmy.
Timothy.
Dude, they just...
Timmy Jim.
The Bears just released this video of like where they're talking about putting a new stadium in Chicago on
yeah.
like the lakefront. Oh, it's pretty dope.
For a low, low price of $4.6 billion.
It's pretty dope.
Of which they need the public to pay for half.
I'm glad I don't live in Illinois.
Kick rocks.
Yeah.
What's the ownership of that team? Hallis or whatever?
Whatever. Hey, go renovate Soldier Field.
Yeah,
it's iconic.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Actually, that's a historic landmark.
Iconic.
You want $2.3 billion from me?
Man, you lost your line.
Yeah, I don't
you
think so.
You lost your mind.
Stream all your games on Amazon or something
yeah,
like that.
Dog.
Get Bezos in here.
You lost
yeah,
all
right.
your mind.
I'm sure it looks real nice for $5 billion. Outrageous. $2.3 billion. Anyway, Zach is in Gainesville. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So this is for Abe. Abe, you are notoriously selective, some would say picky, when it comes to women. So my question is, would you rather have a sex robot could ever want, checks every box, but she's not real, or would you be more likely to settle for a real woman that only checks, like, half the boxes?
Real woman that checks half the boxes.
Thank you.
Very good question, Zach.
Very good question.
Very good question.
And a great freaking answer.
And the, yes, a good answer.
Thank you.
What about only a quarter of the boxes? How many boxes does the human have to check to still beat the robot?
Like four boxes, man.
How many boxes are there?
How many boxes are there?
I don't have that many boxes.
Right now, I'm interested in one box.
Damn, Abe.
That was pretty good.
Pretty solid.
Are you allowed to say that?
Pretty damn solid, Abe. Pretty damn solid. Yeah, that's pretty damn solid yeah. there, Abe Gordon.
Hell yeah.
Pretty damn solid, brother. Pretty damn solid.
Oh, man, that's so good. I was interested in what the criteria were, yeah. but I don't care anymore.
Pretty,
that's too good of an answer. That's really
solid.
Good. Avery is in Roswell. Hey, Avery.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
That was hilarious, Abe.
Really good.
I was a little mystified. Earlier you were talking about the Mount Rushmore of action stars, and there was one name I didn't hear.
Ooh.
I mean, Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down.
Yep.
So my question is, what current athlete would you like to see pull a Jim Brown and become an action star?
Oh, man.
Good question.
Yeah. Like Chuck Norris, everybody knows about Chuck. All Chuck had was a right hand. He had that front kick and that slow-ass back kick. That's all he had.
What are the Chuck Norris action movies, though? Because, like, Walker, Texas Ranger, I remember. Like, but, like, what were the movies?
Like, Missing in Action?
Cobra?
I never seen it.
Delta Force?
Again,
Delta Force,
this is why I'm absolutely the wrong person for this conversation.
Like, how many times he had to go back to damn Vietnam because he forgot something?
It's still, or a bot.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still mystified by how many times he had to go back to Vietnam because he forgot something.
Well, you know.
I forgot my kids over there.
You get forgetful, you know?
Oh, there's a POW that's been there 30 years. Yeah, like, damn, Chuck, you going back over there?
All right, current athlete who would be a great action star. I mean, Boban Marjanovic would be hilarious
as a
villain.
He's already been a
villain. Oh, he was in John Wick.
Yeah.
Right, he was in John Wick. That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right. I mean, Travis Kelce's going to try to do it,
he's
right?
He's going to be in
like,
one.
He's
going
to try to do something.
I don't
this.
Know if he's going to be an action star or a comedy role.
Okay. Well, you can do both, right? Some of these guys kind of transcend.
I'd probably say Kelce. I'd probably say his brother, though.
Jason Kelce. Okay.
Yeah, I can see Jason being a sidekick.
Yeah.
A physical sidekick.
Yeah, I don't know if he's doing the main stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
like
what I mean?
Physical sidekick.
Because sometimes those action stars, you got to do a lot of a lot of weird physical stuff. Not say obviously Jason Kelce played in the NFL. He's got to be very strong, but he's built in a way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's see, scaling a building or something like that, doing a jump kick. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, did he drop kick somebody in the thing? Did he do a wrestling move when he got
somebody with a chair?
He's with a chair. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Got to have a weapon. Is there a baseball guy? I don't know. Like Max Fried kind of looks like a Bond. Like Max Fried puts on a tux and kind of does the cufflink thing.
I can see Shohei.
Shohei doing what?
Doing a like another version of Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker movie.
Yeah.
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. Yeah, I can see.
They're supposed to be making another one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Except what it'd be like Shohei and Freddie.
Who's funny then?
No, they gotta have a brother in there.
Mookie. Yeah.
Yeah, Mookie.
Oh, Mookie. Okay.
Yeah, his name's Mookie.
And Rush Hour, I mean, it's always traffic in LA. So Makes sense.
Adam Duvall has the look of a guy that could be a B-rate action star.
What I just heard was you think Adam Duvall's handsome.
And that's, I don't
know. Is that right?
No, you just.
He is.
No. You just lost so much, Abe. There's,
but that's right. That's what you're saying?
Of the Braves.
You just lost so much,
well,
Abe.
I said Fried looks like James Bond, so I mean, that's kind of what I was saying, too.
No.
It's kind of similar.
No.
Bryson is in Alpharetta. Hey, Bryson.
Done.
Hey, Andy, Randy, Dave. How you doing?
Good.
I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Absolutely. So I've got a question for all three of you guys. In a world where we still have our three first-round picks that we had used for DeJounte Murray. So let's say you had to pick either Trae Young or DeJounte Murray. As you can only keep one of them, and then you traded the other. Who would you pick out of the players in the NBA that you would use as either one's new running mate?
All right, so basically we're moving on from either Trae or DeJounte, you get to partner them with whoever you want.
Okay.
So I'll trade DeJounte and bring Wemby here. And then I got Trae and Wemby.
I'll trade Trae and go get Anthony Evans.
Then you got DeJounte and Anthony Evans.
Yeah, DeJounte
and Anthony
Evans. Pretty good, too.
Yeah. I'm with Randy. I was going to say Ant-Man, too.
That'd be pretty good. Or I get Jokic.
Okay, I'll trade DeJounte and Trae and go
and
get Jokic.
Just get Jokic. Yeah. Just trade them both and get Jokic.
Yeah, just trade both of them. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
He didn't. There was no parameters on who we could put with
them. And we'll figure that out.
We trade DeJounte for Jokic and Trae for Ant-Man to run two.
There it is.
Set.
Didn't we do that topic the week that Randy was out? It was like, if you put Jokic on this Hawks team, you don't have to lose anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You just put Jokic on this Hawks team, would they win the championship?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
But sadly, I don't think so.
No.
They're not built the right way around him. Mo is in Columbus. What's up, Mo?
Fellas, what's going on? I'm out here riding around these mean streets of Columbus, Georgia.
Careful.
I know, right? Hey, I wanted to get this in on Friday, but y'all had full phone line. So we were getting ready for 420. And my lady, actually, she makes edibles and adult candies.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been asking her how could I help. So she brings me into the kitchen to help her put all of these things in bags. Now, we sitting there, and she's basically like, hey, you're not opening up the bags fast enough. And I was like, hold on, you're kind of acting like Wesley Snipes, you know, right now. And I feel like you about to tell me to strip in the kitchen, and I got to bag these things up like in New Jack City. So what's the one thing that the lady has made you feel uncomfortable doing where you tried to help, but then she made you feel uncomfortable?
Wasn't bagging up drugs.
I know, I was not doing that.
Wasn't doing that, but I think my wife would be good at that, though. Just if I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah, she'd be a good drug dealer.
Oh, okay. Ashley, you're a good bag man.
Things don't work out at CNN. I think she,
Yeah,
I think she could. What has she made you uncomfortable doing?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not really ever uncomfortable.
I don't get uncomfortable often.
I don't get uncomfortable. Maybe like the first time I had to go get her feminine product. That was like we a long time ago.
There was one... I don't know, I can tell. Yeah. I've had to do that before.
Yeah, that
and I did. I went there and I was like, which one?
Which
There's
one?
So many.
I didn't know. And I promise you, I didn't know. That's like,
what's
like,
what about size?
It, but it's
how
like,
do I know?
It's one of those things where, as a father, when you do that, because I've had to do it for my daughters, mm-hmm. I was like, what?
Okay. Yeah, it's a whole world that we're unfamiliar with.
It is because not everybody's the same. Not everybody uses the same one.
No kidding.
It's just a different type.
Different brands, different.
I just look at it like.
Feels, different sizes.
And whatever you do, dads or husbands, don't go with your gut.
Nope, don't go with your gut.
Don't go with your gut.
One of the beauties of smartphones is go with the FaceTime and FaceTime them and say, which one of these?
Don't go with your gut and think your wife is like 90. Okay.
I don't know what that means, but that's probably bad.
Yeah, go get the pads that go strapped to the back.
Yeah. Oh, got it. 90 years old.
Yeah.
I thought 90 was like a measurement or
don't
something
do that.
Or something.
Don't do that. Been there.
All right. Jimmy's in Noonan. What's up, Jimmy?
What's going on, guys? Hi, first of all, love your show.
Love you.
Every day.
Love you, Jimmy.
Appreciate that, man. so here's the question. If you two were in the booth for any game, any rivalry game, across any sport, doesn't matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
What game would you want to call?
Okay.
And what sports personality would you want up in there as like a celebrity guest?
Wow.
Doesn't necessarily have to be a commentator.
Okay.
Okay.
Just any sports person in general.
What a great question, Jimmy. So we're doing the game.
Okay.
Whatever we're doing the big rivalry game. You and me are on the call.
Uh huh.
first, let's pick the game. We got to do football, right?
I would love to do Army Navy.
Okay.
Yeah. Army
Navy. Well, now we're going a little more serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
What were you thinking?
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking the cocktail party or something like that.
Oh, that'd be fun, too. Yeah.
This would be a different vibe.
Oh, different vibe.
We did Army-Navy. We'd have to, like, wear ties and be respectful.
But that's how it would be different.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. It would be. We could do that.
Army-Navy, and give me – oh, man, if he was still alive, give me Stuart Scott.
Okay.
Me and Stu Scott calling the game.
All right. That's, like, a really good, very serious answer, which I think is really good. Not what I was expecting at all, but I like it, and I would like to do that with you. So let's set it up. I mean, the Stuart Scott part would be impossible, but I like to call Army Navy. I like to go there.
I definitely want to go.
Send us. Didn't Duke Spell got to go last year?
Yeah, they went last year,
Maybe we can swing that. That'd be a lot of fun. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Randy?
Let's get it on. Yeah. Damn, Bo.
among the things Major League Baseball cannot do, they are not equipped to handle a robot apocalypse, according to Grant.
No.
It's 2024. Apparently, if you quit your job, all you do is tell your boss, I'm tripping, my bad.
Tripping, my bad.
Andy apologized to Thomas Dimitroff earlier for not doing anything with his hair this morning.
I know.
Let him down. But did you hear the one thing, though? Because I don't think Andy heard the question.
He misinterpreted the question.
He said, oh, Andy, do you cycle? And I was like, Andy said, oh, yeah, all the time. I looked over there, Andy, when the hell your ass been on a damn bicycle?
I thought he was talking about, like, do I have a hair care regiment cycle for my, which I do.
I
used to ride Pelotons. I used to have the Peloton downstairs.
Do you have a hair routine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Eight.
Would you like to add to your takeaways?
Oh, no.
This doesn't just happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be on the lookout for iJimmy stealing your job and your girl.
Or iKeisha.
iKeisha.
If you're looking for a new girlfriend. All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.